As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now on your home of the Rangers to take a proper round-tripper, Adolis Garcia style. Let's walk this thing off. Here's Wolchuk.
Let's do it. Rangers off today. They are in Sacramento getting ready to play the A's. And I asked Baskey earlier today, how's Sacramento? He goes, kind of dumpy. But he was playing golf. He was enjoying the day off. So hopefully they have some fun out there. But I can imagine Sacramento, maybe it is a little dumpy. I've never gone. But that park's going to be interesting to see how these three games go. Maybe it is just what the doctor
ordered. They got a really nice airport.
Do they? Sacramento? Mm-hmm.
There are many cities. There are many towns and cities in California that you would want to take a vacation to. Sacramento's not one of
them. Not one of them?
No.
No. Shout out to you, Ranger.
Nice airport,
Joe.
Though.
We love you.
But yeah,
nice
airport. The airport is
good
cool.
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Place to raise a family.
Not too far.
A little hot in the summers.
Yeah,
a little hot
in the summer, yeah.
Well, that's the issue with this park. We talked about that in the offseason. Like, they're concerned about, hey, when you get into August, July, I mean, it's going to be tough to be playing there. So, we'll see how this season goes for the A's as they come in 10-12. Rangers still first place in the American League West. When it comes to some things we learned, this is courtesy of our buddy Sean McFarland. Obviously, we touched on this earlier, but Tyler Mahle's been brilliant. He has a league-best 0.68 ERA through his first five starts. He lowered it with his 7 shutout innings against the Dodgers. Best five-game stretch of his career, and the best 5 games by any Texas Rangers starting pitcher to begin a season. In fact, there's only 15 other pitchers who've posted a sub-1 ERA in 5 starts at the beginning of the season in the last 5 years, and only 7 have a lower one than Mahle so far. He's been incredible, and this is great. I mean, you got to know that most likely there's going to be some bumps in the road with your pitching at some point, and you're going to need the bats to elevate. But what a saving grace this rotation has been so far. And they were dealing against a tremendous Dodgers lineup, gave the Rangers an opportunity to win all 3 of those games. Eventually, you just got to pray these bats figure it out. And we got to pray that Jock Peterson getting 2 days off is exactly what he needs. And maybe going to Sacramento in a minor league park, that the dimensions, maybe they're a little bit favorable for him. But this is just god-awful.
This is bad. I think they are 25th now in on-base plus slugging in Major League Baseball. I mean, the great news there is some positive regression to the mean, I think is what CY called it when he joined us an hour and a half ago. That's almost locked, right? The offense is going to be better than what it is. And, I mean, you get Gray Bradford back to go along with Leiter Rocker. You know, you're just talking about the amount of arms that you would need to win this division. And that's my main concern right now, Wolchuk. I feel like they would make a move in July if they have to. But I do believe in this offense, and I believe you have so much pitching now that in this division, this is going to happen. Okay, Rangers are going back to the playoffs now. If they can get the offense figured out, I think yes, Mahle, Eovaldi, DeGrom, you could have a AAA situation now, right? The only thing that has stopped Mahle from being that throughout his career is injuries,
yeah, no doubt.
And now that he's healthy, he's as dominant as anybody in the game.
He's been unreal.
Yeah, the Dodgers are having trouble hitting too, though. You know, I mean, and I'm not saying that in like the Ranger pitchers weren't great.
What is this guy doing?
No, but I'm
Debbie
serious.
Downer, Debbie Downer, Brian.
No, no. The but
it's what
but
happens when you get DeGrom, Eovaldi, and Mally over the weekend?
It and absolutely, and the Dodger pitchers and they've got good pitchers too.
They do,
and they've
they
got do. They've got really their relief is deep, and you know. But to me, like the Dodgers. I mean, I'll tell you what, those three games was like high leverage baseball on both ends.
Very much
like
so.
Like every at bat, every pitch was kind of like it had playoff atmosphere to it.
Yeah.
What made me feel good was the fact that high leverage baseball that the Rangers pitchers were coming through.
Sure.
What really disappointed me is high leverage batting was not coming through.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, is that something all of a sudden hopefully that you fix? I mean, I understand like facing great pitching, which they have. They faced some outstanding pitching this year. But, you know, you can say, oh, well, the cold weather, they had to deal with the cold weather in mm-hmm. Chicago and places like that and Seattle and but still, it's just, you know, at home, you're just not doing anything as far as, you know, the type of hitting that you need.
I tell you what, let me ask you this. With the quality of pitching that you have, I would imagine it would put pressure on ownership to go ahead and say, well, we tried really hard to avoid going over this luxury tax apron. But if we're going to have four or five relievers pitching like this and have three starters who are amazing and then four others that can mm-hmm. be four or five all summer long.
Well,
We got to make sure the lineup is better.
Yeah, I think that's a tremendous point.
I'd trade pitchers for bats.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, if they get some of these healthy arms and they feel like, okay, we've got a surplus, we can do that.
Yeah.
But you think back to 2023 at the deadline. I mean, that's what we found out afterwards. Chris Young had we're having a team meeting here, looked around, and, hey, do you think this team has a chance to win a championship? And the majority said yes. So now we're going to go out there and do what we need to do. We're going to be aggressive to get a Scherzer. We're going to be aggressive to go get a Jordan Montgomery. They went and made the necessary moves. And I think if they do the same thing and they look around and they say, look at our pitching staff. We have the fourth best ERA in Major League Baseball right now. You look at a playoff series, which you just laid out, DeGrom, Eovaldi, Mally. Yeah. And then we can take our pick of who's the hot hand here with Rocker, with Leiter, with Gray, with Bradford. I mean, it's a who's who out there, right? So, I think absolutely then you say, all right, JD, or excuse me, CY, go out there and do what you need to do. We need to improve this thing. And I'm hopeful Jock Peterson can get this figured out. It's a bummer to see him go through this. But my gosh, this is getting really, really brutal. At some point, it's like, dude, this has got to click. Boach keeps talking about the timing. I'm hopeful that this series, it's got to happen for Jock. It really does.
I mean, he barreled one up at like 108 on Friday, didn't he?
He did.
He has gotten unlucky. And for a guy this talented to just be, 15 at-bats away from breaking the record for a hitless streak of all time, I can't say that I would be surprised by it. but, yeah, you know, I think you give him another couple weeks before you got to think about, you know, hey, we have a chance right now to build a division lead. I wouldn't be surprised if he breaks this record.
it's strikeouts?
Yeah, it's like, hey, at 108 miles an hour, he was barreling it up, but I wouldn't be surprised if he broke.
Well, the streak that he's on now, it's kind of like the Stars. It's like at some point you're thinking this thing, you're going to look up and it's over.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going, and it's a negative.
You got to see one go in.
I mean, the last time he got a hit, it was the Red Series. So we've been talking about this for like 3 weeks. Yeah, it only has to go on for like four more games. He's got the record.
Yeah, it's rough.
But the entire lineup, I mean, they lead the league in chase percentage.
That's what I'm
right
saying.
Now.
Yeah. They don't walk. They put the ball in play or they
there's a fine line between being aggressive and also having some level of discipline here across the board.
They're last in the league in walks, I believe.
Yeah. They've got to do, and like Josh Young's one of those guys that hasn't been getting walks. I mean, I think he got up in the count 3-0 yesterday and ended up striking out.
Yeah, dead balls last.
I saw and Adolis, I know he saved us in game two.
Well, Adolis always going to be a chase guy.
But, man,
always.
I'll tell you what, they threw it. It was like that. There was a pitch that there was runner on second. I forgot who was on. It might have been Semien was on second. And he swung at a pitch that, like, it was near the on-deck circle. It was that.
Like, why are you swinging at this?
Far out of the zone. Just
well, it's going to swing back in your favor because pitchers recognize that. They stop throwing you strikes, and then you stop swinging.
Three bad
and then they
swings.
Throw.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
That's
so the you got to play back quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the idea of being aggressive on the first pitch, though. That's typically the teams that lead the league in, you know, slugging percentage or taking advantage of those opportunities.
And that's the Corey Seager way. The one guy that I think has been exciting is Dustin Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was really happy as soon as Wyatt came back. I think the expectation was, okay, Dustin Harris took Wyatt's spot. When Wyatt comes back, you send Dustin back down. They didn't. They optioned Ezekiel Duran. And I liked it because Dustin
was
0, Harris
0 for 15 or something like that.
Yeah, and Harris has made the most of his at bats. I mean, he slashed 353, 389, 646, three extra base hits since he's been promoted. That's amazing. You know, so he's a guy, and defensively, I think he's pretty darn good as well. He can play all three outfield spots. So he's a guy you feel comfortable. He can play center, right, left. I'm excited and intrigued about what Dustin Harris can provide. Hopefully, you know, he continues to just get better and more comfortable in the box. Now, MLB.com put out one newcomer on each team making an early impression. And we've talked about Jock Peterson, and it's not necessarily the best impression, but how about our buddy Luke Jackson, man? He made the cut here.
There we go.
Luke Jackson, Kennedy Landry with the selection. The Rangers rebuilt their entire bullpen this offseason. Six new faces coming either by trade or free agency. The pitching's been a strength of the club, but especially at the back end with Luke Jackson, who was drafted by the Rangers in 2010, was with the big league club from 15 to 16, and he served as the closer all month long. He has not allowed a runner since going 6-for-6 in save opportunities. Since opening day, hasn't allowed a runner. It's been amazing
Luke's done. Yeah, Dawson calling him out and...
It's all he needed.
After game
You're
one.
Welcome.
Yeah. Just need the Dawson call out. This was post-game yesterday. Some audio for you. So we had the Tom Pelissero fart gate earlier. Logan Webb of the Giants. This was like an open, I mean, you could hear it. So he's getting questioned by the media, and then you're going to notice, well, somebody accidentally let one rip, and well, Logan Webb just stopped down, and I appreciate this from him.
With Bumgarner, Gum, and Juan Marichal for at least four outings with at least four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Just, what does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. That's, farts are always funny. I'm not going to lie.
Locker room fart picking up a mic, man. Trying to tells get through. All this time.
It was awesome. Shout out to you, Logan Webb.
And Juan Marichal for at least four outings with...
It had to be. Was it the guy asking the question? Because then he starts to stumble.
I think it's probably the locker next to him.
Just let one go.
Yeah, like somebody just kind of.
I like to think that it was a reporter
having fun.
Just like oopsies.
It would be even funnier.
Just let one out.
Many civilizations, Woolchuck discovered the only thing that they all agreed was funny was farts.
Farts. It's true. It's true. And people will text in like sometimes like for restroom revelations or true or fart. Like, oh, you're being childish. Dude, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. They had roles for guys like that back in the day.
Take yourself so seriously.
Yep. Like you eat like all this crazy stuff so that you can come perform your fart performance for the king.
They're always funny. There's not an age that you get to.
They used to look at it as like a very specific skill set. And now it's like you get shamed.
Now you get frowned upon.
Yeah.
Just for letting one rip. But it's better out than in, I always
there's
say.
Things you just make up.
Is that a fact, bro?
There's no way.
They farted for the king?
There's no way.
I'm doing it right now. I'm going to look it up. Watch this.
I'd like to believe that it's real.
The fart jester,
he's got the best farts in the land.
Summon the royal farter.
Come here. Come hither and show me your farts.
How about this? A medieval jester for King Henry II of England. Each Christmas, he was obligated to perform a special fart for the king's court. So he worked his body up all year for his big performance. They just fed him whatever he wanted. It was one of the most...
Did you defecate on yourself?
His roles. I mean, this dude became one of the richest dudes in all of the land because he was such a great fart performer.
Dude, that's incredible. All year you get to have and eat whatever you want
it
for
was
one
tradition.
Day. You're just ripping.
How is like Adam Sandler not done a movie about this dude yet?
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
That would be a great, great movie. I would
true
love that.
Story. Roland
the farter. Known as Roland Le Farter.
Le Farter.
Roland.
Put some sauce on it.
Roland the Farter.
Who says we haven't evolved as a civilization?
That is awesome. That's incredible. I don't know if you guys
He was given 30 acres of land for being the best farter.
I'm telling you. Stay your ass over there.
This guy cleaned up.
Hemingstone Manor in Suffolk.
It's like Beavis and Butthead were the king.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Dude.
You see this guy fart? Give him 30 acres.
Yeah, that's incredible. Give him 30 acres.
Every year, by way of tradition, he will come fart for me and all my family.
For 30 acres. That's incredible. We had a Colorado Rockies rookie hit his first home run. It's a Texas Tech Red Raider, by the way, Fulford. Sixth-round pick in 2021. So he hits his first homer. Goes into the stands. He was 0-for-4. Finally, then ends up crushing it. So the Rockies go and they have a sit down with the people that ended up getting the ball. The couple wanted $1,000 for it. The Rockies said no.
Dude.
They wouldn't pay $1,000 to get this poor rookie's first home run ball. The two sides eventually settled on a meet and greet and a signed baseball. Unfortunately, they couldn't do the meet and greet because it was a getaway day. Yeah. So they ended up just getting the signed ball. But people are now just trolling the Rockies about how damn cheap they are as an organization. They wouldn't fork over just $1,000 to get this kid his first ever home run ball. And it worked out. They didn't even have to do it. But... is that cheap? Do you consider that cheap yes. for a pro sports team? I would too.
Yeah, that's pretty bad for the organization to not fork that up. I mean, that should be easy money right there. Boom. Yes, let's go ahead and do that. That's easy PR win right there.
Not good. And the next time the Rangers play the Mariners, we need to keep an eye on Cal Raleigh. There ended up being
that's next weekend.
Bases cleared in their series with the Blue Jays. And the reason was Jose Berrios thought that Cal Raleigh was tipping signs to, he was at second base, and whoever was hitting, he would end up kind of giving them a signal. And there is video evidence of this where you can tell, hey, a fastball versus an off-speed pitch, he either moves his arm one way or he doesn't. He leaves him stagnant. Mm. So I do think that he probably was tipping pitches. Again, I think this is something that happens across Major League Baseball. It is funny we ended up getting a good fight out of it.
He's a catcher too, right?
And he is a catcher. Yeah. He is. And look, Cal Raleigh said, look, I'd want my pitcher to do the same thing. So he had fun with this, but it is something we need to pay attention on that guy. And he's been a Ranger damn killer. Yeah. He hits a home run, I feel like, every single time.
He's got a big contract, too, I think.
And he deserved it, man. The dude's been really good. Last thing here, as we wrap up bases, I wanted to pivot to the ice. Because you do have a big game tonight for our Dallas Stars. Got to get the win. But we go back to the TNT crew. This is Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette.
Oh.
He had an admission on the show over the weekend.
I have a confession to make, too. For about a year, I wore no jock when I was playing pro.
Wait, and wore no what?
I felt that it was restricting me. Here we go, Wayne. Here we go. Okay. So I felt it was restricting me. So I thought I was a genius.
After all those years,
I thought I'd figured it all out. Yeah. So
that's what you boiled it down to?
So I go to training camp in Pittsburgh, and Sergei Gonchar is rushing the puck up the ice. At that time, I was a defenseman, and he goes to dump it in. It hits me right in the ball bag. And I am just keeled over. I missed the rest of the, like, you know, we had the inter-squad games. I didn't play. I was on the bench just, like, icing my gonads.
How could you get out there with no jock? How is that possible?
Well, after that, I obviously put a jock back on. Yeah, well. We're getting called off right now, so we should probably move it along to the transition highlights.
No, good news. We have your the analysis date.
Yeah.
Everyone is dying to hear from
me.
My gosh. A whole year no jock playing hockey?
That's wild.
And you've got frozen pucks coming at you, 100 miles an hour? The ball's on that guy.
Taking the family. Formerly.
Yeah, true.
I don't think you can pull that off after the age of about 32, 33.
What a dangerous game, dude. I know hockey guys are just built different, but at some point, you got to draw the line.
Absolutely.
I draw it there.
Man, so what was going on with this John Cena fight last night in the WrestleMania there? I just saw the end of it on replay. So he cheated in one, and George Kittle was shocked that John Cena cheated by hitting another dude with the belt?
I just saw him going on a tirade about how he's going to end wrestling. And he's going to continue it tonight on AEW, I guess it's the Monday night on Netflix. And yeah, he's gone full heel here, the heel turn.
So AEW, is that the same as WWE these days? Is WrestleMania AEW now?
I think WrestleMania is WWE and then Monday night is AEW.
Is this our guys from Jacksonville? Are they the ones that own? Huh.
They might own AEW.
He looks washed up. It's crazy. I don't think many of these dudes are doing roids anymore. Like John Cena and Cody?
Didn't they get in trouble at one point? Didn't the FBI come do some investigations of them?
Because they're all dying at 43. That's why they stopped.
Maybe it's Raw. Maybe it's Monday Night Raw.
I mean, none of them are that ripped. Mysterio's kid looked like just a regular 23-year-old frat dude, you know, sitting outside after drinking all
semester. That Bianca Belair. I don't know what's going on with her.
The girls are in shape. The girls let me hold it down.
She was an All-American track athlete at Tennessee.
Yeah, look like she's been eating them Canelo steaks, too.
It just means more in the SEC.
Canelo steaks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. What's on deck?
Broadus speaks and Vegas listens as it pertains to the draft. That's next year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And salute to the on-time experts, our sponsor every day, presenter of the Expressway here on The Fan. Here's the chief of that evening hodgepodge.
Rangers are off tonight, but we do have something in the world of baseball to monitor. Our buddy Nick Castellanos for the Phillies, because today we had the death of the Pope, and Nick Castellanos is perpetually a guy with a history of hitting homers during major news events or noteworthy deaths. This has been chronicled over the last few years in a pretty big way. The sample size is large. So the Pope passes away, and Castellanos became the most bet player to hit a home run today after that news. Three times no as many way. Bets on Castellanos as any other player at BetMGM. So just something to monitor. He hasn't had a plate appearance yet. I believe he's next to go in the order for the Phillies, who take on the Mets today. So we'll see if we can get a Castellanos home run. That's what he's most synonymous with at this point. Now, we have a handful of news items, the first of which, Broadus, what did you say as it pertains to the NFL draft and Ashton Jeanty and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
That he's going to Jacksonville at 5.
Brian Broadus on the report as we opened up the show today at 2 o'clock. Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back, who we thought for a while maybe at 12. Could be there for the Cowboys. Surefire lock not to happen now. Question is, where does he end up? Broda says it's going 5 to the Jags. All of a sudden, BetMGM now has Ashton Jeanty as the favorite to be drafted by the Jags with the 5th pick.
Boom!
In the draft.
You know what? You're right. This is not a small sample size for these home runs.
For Castellanos?
Yeah.
Dial it up. Give me the rap sheet.
He homered while the Royals broadcasting was eulogizing a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He had a home run Memorial Day tribute to a fallen service member.
True.
He hit a home run while broadcasters were sending well wishes to a former Phillies manager, Charlie Manuel, who suffered a stroke.
True. Not to mention the Tom Brenneman fiasco.
Yeah, I didn't put
that. That was the start of it all. That was the beginning of this
incredible. Is that the San Francisco joint?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was a classic.
But I didn't say that one.
For the Reds.
The apology was great.
Mid-apology.
I didn't want to go in that one, but
Castellanos homer.
The other ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's well documented, dude. Yeah. So Castellanos is the most bet player at BetMGM today to hit a home run, and that would just be storybook. I look forward to that call. Would just be epic if that happens because everybody in the building is waiting for it. But yeah, Ashton Jeanty now the favorite to go 5 overall to the Jaguars. Broad as you speak, Vegas listens. Draft night right around the corner.
Appreciate that.
Forward to seeing some of the craziness.
I
and
know
the shake
more
up.
About
but that's
the
one right there. That's one right there that everybody thought Jeanty. You start the bidding sort of at 6 with the Raiders,
yeah.
But he might be long gone before then.
I know more about the Jaguars than I do the Cowboys, which is a shame. I'll promise you I'll figure out the Cowboys one here before too long.
That's right. And tomorrow we have, what time's the presser? It's 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We'll be hearing it with the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow. And you have to think Jerry's coming in there ready to steal some headlines, right?
I hope so.
Been
hope
a lot of
tells
lot
us
of,
exactly.
Maybe
lot
some
of
Nico, trading up.
A lot
trading
of Luka, a lot of Mavs, a lot of stars. Jerry's coming in to steal the headlines.
I mean, what could you do? You could do Micah progress. Don't know who the agent is.
just talk up Shador.
Yeah. Oh,
that's all you got to do.
Because it sounds like Shador is probably going to be there on the board.
Talk about how amazing Shador Sanders is and how he'd look great with the star on his helmet.
Throw some chum in that water.
Did.
Maybe we get some trade up stuff. That'd be nice.
Oh man, trade up.
No, like teams want to trade up for the with the Cowboys.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Start thinking maybe. Oh, could they be interested in a quarterback? Get that phone ringing.
End of the first there in New York at Shea Stadium as we go to the top of the second. Up next, Nick Castellanos.
Okay.
There's a drive.
I love the idea. First pitch, first at bat, just get this thing out the way. Everybody will be cashing in on that one. The books won't like it, but the people certainly will. We're pulling for you today, Mr. Castellanos. Now, to the world of basketball, I did think it was crazy that people noted on Friday night, the Maverick season ended 77 days after trading Luka.
Yeah, how about
that's just wild, man. When they come up with that kind of stuff, it's like, hey.
When I first saw it, I was like, this can't be real. Then I started trying to do the math, and then I saw more and more people doing it. I'm like, oh, wow. This is actually, this is how it goes.
There's number sequencing all over the galaxy, you know? The Fibonacci levels, insanity.
Fibonacci,
okay.
It's the first time I've ever heard that word.
Yep.
He sounds like a great guy, though.
It is cool. It's a cool word. Yeah. Cool story.
It sounds great. There is a trend NBA referees not calling as many fouls, setting a record low free throws on opening weekend. So something to monitor for the physical teams out there that are trying to get away with some stuff. That's going to bode well for you.
It's not a good week to be playing OKC.
Didn't, And it didn't work out for the Rockets, who are perpetual physical aggressive team. Ime Udoka and the Rockets getting it done with defense. They only score 85 points versus
they hold the Warriors to 96.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler like had some moments late but couldn't really get going, you know, and
Jimmy had some moments for sure.
Feel like Houston does its job holding them to 96, but you could only score 85. That's wild.
That was the thing about Golden State when they were in their dynasty run. It was all about the threes and the splash bros, but the defense they played was ridiculous during that time. They forced 16 turnovers. Van Vliet and Green shoot a combined 7-34 from the field. Steve Kerr gets his 100th playoff win. And it really was a defensive masterclass there. The joke of the weekend is that Ime Udoka was at one point up 2-1 in a series on the Warriors in the finals, has since lost 4 straight playoff games and his family.
Oof. Rough.
It's been tough.
Did you guys see Anthony Edwards going viral?
For what?
For his.
Yeah, bro, he need to chill out. He's got to chill. I've said this a long time ago.
Kids?
His mouth is too much. Pause.
You've been on this for a while trying to.
He's got
to
watch his little mouth.
Trying to give some wisdom to the young superstar Anthony Edwards. The T-Wolves dominate the Lakers in game 1 Shannon Sharpe still has them, the Lakers, winning in five. Uh-huh. So we'll see if they can get that done. But, yeah, fans from the crowd were chirping at Anthony Edwards, making fun of Rudy Gobert and stuff like that. And so he starts bragging about how much money he's got, $200 million, $300 million. He's getting Rudy Gobert involved. And at the end, he talks about how his piece is bigger than that person's. Mm. I guess he just knows that for a fact.
Then he reached down like Michael Jackson reached down. You know what I'm saying? And shook that jump.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
tripping.
He's got a whole lot of confidence.
Right there at the scorer's table, dude. I mean, there's women literally 3 feet from him just sitting there waist level as he's grabbing himself and talking about he's bigger than whoever is chirping at him and Rudy Gobert. That's Anthony Edwards. And
sure is.
It doesn't seem like that's changing anytime soon. But my goodness, man, gonna have to get a hold of that one, Anthony.
This might be the first time since Dennis Rodman where we have an active superstar who's also a shock jock. You know, he's really going for it.
Yeah, he's leading all the way in. Cooper Flagg has declared for the draft. Thought maybe, just maybe, NIL, not getting it done at Duke. Do you want to run it back?
Yeah, seemed like it could be a Tebow situation with the corny presser and all that. I mean, you got to be knocking back $3 to $5 million. Playing college ball. He might even be 10 to 20, you know? So I don't know if he's going to make as much going to the NBA off just salary. The endorsements will probably kick in, and I'm sure, you know, it'll be competitive. But
is this all
I wouldn't
just
be in a hurry.
Just because I kind of lean with you on that. But the business side of it, like, is it all about just trying to get to that big contract the quickest? You know, it's like, let's start the clock on getting to that max deal and super max deal as quickly as possible.
Maybe, you know, and trying to accumulate enough points that you could be a legend, you can be a Hall of Famer. It's not that tough to make the Basketball Hall of Fame. I think the most important thing for your legacy is your championship. So as volatile as the NBA draft lottery is right now, if I'm Cooper Flagg, I want to try to go to a great organization or a great city, you know, and I don't know if I can be totally sure until the draft lottery's over whether I want to come out or not. Might force a trade out of one of these spots.
Yeah, I wonder how much strong-arming him and his team will do if they really don't want to go to Washington. It looks like the Wizards are going to get it. What, did Cassiano swing and miss?
Struck out.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get him about 3 or 4 more plate appearances.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to go to Philadelphia, Charlotte, or Washington.
Yeah, and that's where this is headed for you.
I don't want to be with the Jazz.
No, you don't. The Jazz would love to have him, though.
Probably not Sacramento. They're fumbling good players right and left.
They are.
Yeah, it's not like there's a good option of the teams that are going to be picking in that first 6 or 7 slots. Like, you could make the argument that you'd want to strong arm your way out of all those teams.
Yeah.
So, but I guess he's obviously just willing to bite the bullet. And it's only a matter of time when you're a star if he ends up being all that he's cracked up to be. Give it 4 or 5 years and you'll be demanding a trade somewhere.
I would argue, though, he might be able to be a bigger household name and a bigger star. Now, the only downside
at Duke,
is, yes,
yeah.
Now, next year, you might not be the number one pick. I think they're getting an influx of like 3 or 4 dudes who might be actually better than Cooper Flagg. But if you wanted to stick this out long term, I could see where I'm going to make myself a huge college sports name like we haven't seen since the 80s in basketball, because a guy stayed so long, like it actually had a half decade to grow into a legend before you even left college.
Yeah, and the type of legendary status you would achieve if you win a championship at Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, and the whole time
you're
making.
I don't think you're that far off from something like it happening.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
You're trying to be a big fish in a giant pond with 30 of the best players in the entire world in the NBA. In college basketball, there's only 3 or 4 guys that even have a chance of being as good as you. And you've got a year head start on them right now as far as creating that household type of image and marketability. Like, if I'm an agent, I'm starting to consider, like, if we're projecting out to 40 years old, our entire careers are done. Do we want to be in a hurry to get to the NBA, or do we want to make sure we've extracted everything we possibly can out of the college game? Because once you go to the NBA, if you're not freaking amazing, you can get lost. If you go to Detroit, you're freaking Cade Cunningham, who's a top 10 player right now, putting on an absolute show. If he was in Los Angeles, he would be a household name, right? Not a lot of people know who Cade Cunningham is. Right now at Duke, you got the world by the cojones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
you really
the question
do.
Is, like, could he make at Duke anywhere near $12.6 million? Because that's what he's going to get as the number, one overall pick. That's what last year, that was $12.6 million last year.
For year one?
Just for year one.
Just for year one. I think it was like $4 or $5 million is what he was
at college,
going to be making.
You're more than doubling that.
Yeah.
And you're getting a contract over $57 million over the entirety of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so just being able to ensure that, and the lore of being the number one overall pick, like you mentioned, next year's class is pretty impressive, and so there's a chance that maybe he wouldn't be.
I mean, you would have to love college, right? And I didn't love college. I thought, man, this is weird being around so many people that are just going to school. You know, I want to go be in the actual world. So some people love it, though, right? And if you're, you know, if you got a girlfriend there, or maybe you like the co-eds there, it's you know, more eligible ladies than out there in the clubs and, you know, in random NBA towns. You're looking at college dropouts in the clubs. In the colleges, there's actual, like, you know, aspiring professionals and future doctors and stuff.
Get you a breadwinner.
To date.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought one of the funniest moments of the NBA weekend, though, was Jason Tatum falling down injured on the floor in Missoula, just telling the trainer, no, you're not going out there.
He stopped the trainer from going out there.
And Tatum's just writhing in pain on the floor, and he's just yelling at him, get up.
Get up.
Like a disappointed dad who wants his son to be tougher in a Little
you're
League
fine.
Game.
You're fine. Rub some dirt on it.
That was great. And then Kyle Kuzma, who, if it was up to Nico Harrison, would be wearing a Mavericks uniform right now, is one of only six players in NBA history to record zero stats in over 20 minutes played. Did that in game one, round one, with the Milwaukee Bucks. Just bagels in the entire box score. Points, rebounds, assists, blocks, steals. 21 minutes. The ultimate cardio game there for Kyle Kuzma.
Sorry, I'm locked into Missoula telling Tatum to get up. That's crazy.
The trainer stops.
Don't go out there.
Yeah, Missoula slings the biggest stick.
Like Missoula's like stops at midcourt, and the trainer doesn't go past him. He just stands there with him as he's yelling at the player.
Yeah, I wonder how much he's liked, dude. That seems weird to me. That's your superstar out there. But.
It's a unique guy.
Yeah, very unique. And then I'll close it down with this little nugget here. We were discussing Patty the Batty, UFC guy. He was a G-Bag of the Day nominee. We know that he loves to eat. He's apparently put on already 42 pounds just 1 week after his UFC win in Miami. So he's just been eating everything in sight, 42 pounds.
Like he didn't poop in the driveway.
Lucky Nico's not managing him, too.
He could be the royal farmer, I guarantee it right now.
I took a poop in your driveway. You have a hose?
He blamed it on a dog.
He blamed the dog. That better have been a Great Dane.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports hodgepodge for the ages there on a Monday night. We'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Monday night.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Next, the Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, the fan getting set here for another big sports night. Got Stars hockey. Rangers off tonight. They'll be at it tomorrow in California, I guess, against the A's, and that pregame will be at 8:30 tomorrow night.
You so, guess?
Yeah. California A's?
Yeah.
Just the A's.
Just the A's.
Just
think,
the Athletics.
I think it's just called the A's.
Well, Fred and Blake coming up tonight. They got a full 4 hours of show for you here, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
How the heck are you? You have a good weekend?
Yeah. I haven't seen you guys in forever. I haven't been on the radio on forever. My boy Freddie D. Davis held it down for the weekend crew. We're back. This is our only 4 hour show this week.
Only 4 hours.
We got 1.5 hours the next 2 days. Then the draft is Thursday. And then I will be on Thursday night until 1 a.m. So,
yeah. Who are you with on Thursday night?
That's a great question.
CA.
There you go.
I might jump in with you.
Do it. You can just. Are we going to have the fan cam on? I'll say you can maybe replace me. They won't even notice.
No, man, I'll jump in with you.
I mean, guys. I think the listeners would notice.
You think? Yeah. I think me and Broadus have a very similar voice.
I'll catch you from the star.
Can't tell you apart.
Yeah. In the flesh, on the radio. yeah, you can't.
I'm only like 125 pounds heavier than you.
You think? I think we're about the same.
How much you weigh, you think? How much you weigh?
180.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, dude. Pretty much the same.
You think you really don't weigh 180?
I do. Is that bad?
I'm You're not like, convinced.
Do you think he's a buck 48?
Buck 48.
I'd say about a buck 65, buck 70. So
I weigh 180 pounds.
How tall are you?
Like 6 foot, 5'11", 6'1".
Hey, I thought you were going to ask a question today.
172.
172?
Max.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, Dawson.
Do I need to go home and weigh myself and send a picture to the group
Dawson,
chat?
I think like,
y'all brought in a scale one time, didn't you?
158, maybe.
I can see 158. Okay,
why are we this?
I think that's in range.
158. I'm about to start taking steroids now.
Good. You're just lean, dude. You got a good young
I'm
man's
not lean.
Metabolism.
We got some girth lean. Over there. Got some girth over there. Lean. No. Don't ever. Paul. Guys.
He's lean. Offended.
Lean.
Girth is over here. Any good questions?
Yeah, why weren't you answering questions or asking Nico questions?
I was expecting to hear
one from you.
No, but Blake didn't go to the press conference today because I realized that the questions that I wanted to be asked would be asked, and they did. And I knew Nico would give not sufficient answers, which he did. So I decided to not, waste my time with that. I think some great questions were asked, and it was just very expected.
I was ready for you to ask one, though.
I appreciate that. I just I knew my colleagues would hold it down, and they did. But there was nothing I got from that press conference and went, oh, wow, okay. He went really insightful and gave us a behind-the-scenes answer on why they thought X, Y, and Z. It was very coach speak, see, very Nico.
I think, like I said, I was hoping you'd go in there and piss him off.
No, I could have. I think Isaac Harris from Locked On Mavs probably asked the most pressing question.
What, the one about him getting fired?
Yeah, I said, why shouldn't
that
you
That was
be
right
fired?
Off the rip.
Put it right out. The second question.
Yeah.
Boom.
So that was good. So I think they did a good job holding it down.
I mean, the great stuff I thought was done by the Timbs in print or on the web, talking about how Patrick Dumont no longer fully trusts Nico and the detail of.
Well, Nico disagreed with that in the press conference. Said they were besties and they talk more than ever, and their relationship's actually gotten better. Now that's what I said from that presser. That right, I'm not going to believe that. It's just we're great. Me and Patrick, we actually talk every day. We hang out every day. You're not going to get anything from it.
earlier in LA Live, Lucius played a clip of some lady talking. She's from Fort Worth or Burleson or something. I'm not sure, but
with the Hootie Tootie or whatever.
Yeah, she said Flutie Tootie.
Flutie Tootie.
Flutie Tootie.
Okay.
So you know what that means when people are describing people from Dallas? Even if you don't know what Flutie Tootie means, that's the term I've always been familiar with.
Right. I don't know what any of these terms y'all are talking about. I'm gonna let y'all talk.
Who's the most
highfalutin?
Okay, who's the most highfalutin, the most flutie tootie, the most hoity toity, the most bougie?
Events can just scored
on our show and on the station.
On this show.
Who's the most flutie tootie?
Broadus, for sure. In a good way, though. Like, Broadus, I feel like would care about what kind of barbecue sauce
that.
You yeah, have.
No, I admit that.
He's never mowed a lawn.
Never. Mm.
Well, and you'd go over and spend the night at Brian's house.
Over here.
You're getting crab claws. It's like a goodie bag.
I'm
shrimp cocktails.
I'm pretty damn impressive.
Absolutely, yeah. I am the most high-end dude on our show, for sure. Yeah.
Is it for the entire station, you think? Is there anybody that rivals
Sean?
I was going to say.
Sean and I are very close.
I would say Sean.
Yeah. Sean was Nick and Sam's before I was Nick and Sam's and stuff like that. Mm. So, yeah, Sean's very high-end. Mm.
Those two, for sure.
And you take pride in this?
Yeah. No, I absolutely do. I do.
Well, it's who you are. It's what you do. What was the other one you said? The hottie toddy or whatever y'all said.
Gosh almighty.
And what was there another one?
Hoity toity.
Was it just that? Is that all the same thing?
Bougie. Yeah, all that. Sure.
Bougie.
Yeah.
You think the Stars can get back in the hunt for the cup here tonight, or are they done?
Must win.
It's a must win game.
Mm-hmm. Must win. It's all on Ottinger, man. I mean, the defense has not been great for the Stars.
They got scored some goals, man.
Leading into the playoffs, but if Ottinger, I'm not as worried about the goals. I'm more worried about
the defense. By the way, why are we giving Mikko a harder time? By the way,
Rantanen. I was told, and again, look, I'm no Barry Melrose, but I was told.
Boy, great hair though.
Oh, great. He's got great hair. Yeah. I was told that Miko's a top 10 NHL 15. Player.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's basically their AD. Hey, say what you want. At least AD went out, you know, crippled with 40 plus. What's Mikko done? Mm-hmm. So, all right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, Go score some goals. Do something. Because that's, I mean, you got 8 years, $96 million in the bank. So,
no doubt.
I keep hearing about how great this guy is. Haven't seen it yet.
Like what you're doing, Fred.
So, I would agree. Fred's done.
I think it's fair. I think we're in a honeymoon period still.
Man.
I mean, he chose us, he said it was a good fit. But there's numbers to it.
And didn't he used to be on Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's going against his former team. And his boy is turning up over there.
So, yeah, Luka did when he played the Mavs. Just saying.
Should the Rangers and their fans be more encouraged or discouraged after dropping 2 of 3 to the Dodgers?
Discouraged.
But going nose to nose, toe to toe with the champs.
Look, it's somewhere in the middle, right? Because your pitching staff did exactly what you
They've
wanted
been amazing
them to
all
do.
Year.
All right. Problem is, I mean, let's call it what it is. Adolis saved that series.
He did.
Because really, let's think about it. You're a strike away from being swept.
Yeah.
And look.
Yeah, but they wasted. They got swept and wasted 3 really good pitching performances.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. And that's my point is that, you know, I mean, look, we're at this point where how much do we keep saying, like, what's our line of demarcation when we can officially say, all right, this offense is a problem?
Dawson said it after the first game.
Yeah, offense is a problem. Yeah, first series. I'm not backing down from that. I think our high point's going to be average.
I think, again, I keep asking over and over again, 2023, look, fantastic, won a World Series, I get it, but I thought that was supposed to continue on for the, you know, foreseeable future. I'm starting to wonder, is that just the exception rather than the rule? Because we keep hearing about how great this offense is.
Yeah.
Last year it wasn't good, this year hadn't been good. So at what point do we start to say, all right, that's you are fair. What your record says you are?
I don't think you can go past the trade deadline this year,
no.
Assuming it's going to be fine if
arms
it doesn't start
backs.
Producing. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control. This went 5 flawless once again. Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Carter Freeman coordinating your video for Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going on with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.